Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sarah, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, it's KMC, Kevin McCullough here. It's Radio Night Live. We are ready to go. We've got a lot to get to, and it is going to be an enormous night. Brian Kilmeade, Rachel Campos Duffy, Tara Wellington, and in the music spotlight tonight, none other than T-Swift herself with her revenge song remix that's been redone. She's out and about, and we're gonna enjoy that tonight. We've got a lot to get to, as I made mention. It was a big week for the administration, and as we welcome you into this week's edition of Radio Night Live, I want to do this right up front too. We've got so Brian Kilmeade's joining us in the first hour tonight. This is his newest book, The President and the Freedom Fighter, Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, The Battle to Save America's Soul. This is really, really interesting reading. I've just started to scratch the surface of it, and I think I'm going to really enjoy it, because what it does is it parallels Lincoln and Douglass's time that they kind of came to popularity, and talks about the tension that they felt in and amongst with each other over the issue of slavery, but then eventually how they became respectful of each other and eventually allies in the fight. And it's really, really quite cool. And I can't wait to talk to Brian about that. Because and by the way, this is like the 16th book he's done in 2 weeks. Like, I don't know how the guy's doing it, but this guy is just kicking out books faster than you can blink. And I've written three. I haven't kicked any of them out that fast. And then in the second hour, in the Ladies Lounge, Rachel Campos Duffy's going to be with us. All American Christmas. The concept of this thing is really cool. It's some of your favorite Fox News personalities telling what made Christmas special to them as they grew up. And it even has Jewish people in it that evidently Geraldo Rivera, half Jewish, half Christian, grew up doing Krishnika or something along those lines. I know it sounds kind of like Seinfeld, you know, the Festivus for the rest of us. But anyway, we're going to get into that with Rachel Campos Duffy in the Ladies Lounge. And Tara Wellington's going to be here. Tara, an actress, but she's going to talk to us about healthy choices for the holidays coming up, because as you know, this week is the doorway to the holiday season. We are Thanksgiving a week from now. We'll be in the wrapping up of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and then it is straight out to Christmas time and the holidays beyond that. We wish you a Merry Christmas here. If you happen to be Jewish, I'm glad to wish you a Happy Hanukkah as well. Whatever else you want to be wished, I'll wish you whatever you want. But since from us, a Merry Christmas wish is a blessing to you, I hope you're not offended if I wish you a Merry Christmas regardless. Speaking of which, I've enrolled that preview. The preview bumper we have for the Christmas season, we've got some really cool musical guests coming up. The Gettys are going to be with us. They're back doing a national tour this year. No, not that one. The Coming Soon bumper. The Coming Soon bumper that we talked about. It's got a preview of all four of the next 4 weeks. But there's, I'm forgetting who's on it. That's why I was going to look at the bumper as we rolled it. Here we go. So we've got the Gettys. Oh, yeah. The piano guys who were with us last Christmas, Casey Musgraves and Rob Thomas are all going to round out the Christmas musical guests for us this week. So this year. So this is going to be, you're going to want to be around in December. It's going to be really a lot of fun and very, very cool. All right, let me go right to the top story for the entire country, for everybody. If you're breathing right now, this is the only thing people are talking about, and they are talking about it, at least from my perspective, in a bit of nonsensical manners. Since Kyle Rittenhouse was set free less than 24 hours ago, found not guilty on all five counts in the case there in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I have read some of the most absurd things. People that did not follow the case, people that didn't follow any of the court action, suddenly go online and are making broad pronouncements of how this is white supremacy at its worst, and, you know, how are we going to be a country that looks ourselves in the mirror and puts up with this and tolerates this white supremacy and so forth. I mean, they forget that all three of the victims of Kyle's gunshots were, in fact, white people. So you had a white person shooting other white people. It's really hard. Whatever else you want to say about this, it's really hard to make the case for white supremacy out of this particular shooting, especially when it all happened at night and you couldn't see who was who anyway. Excuse me, can you lift your goggles so I can tell if you're a black man before I shoot you? That didn't happen in the midst of the riots that were going on. But I want to bring out something else about this case. Oh, and by the way, I think he's probably going to get I think he's probably going to get some damages on defamation. Did you see what the president said about him prior to winning the election? This was actually on Joe Biden's Twitter feed, where he says, "There's no other way to put it. The president of the United States refused to disavow white supremacists on the debate stage last night." And then he's got a video where there's a frame and it says, as we saw in Kenosha, and there is Kyle Rittenhouse's picture. Now, for those of you that don't know what Kyle did during the protests in Kenosha, he did go there. He's from another area. He's from Illinois, I believe. But right at the border, probably goes to Kenosha a lot. Went up there to help. Actually has some medical training, was giving, asking people if they needed medical attention. He had some first aid supplies with him, etc. And he was armed, but he's allowed to be armed. He was a lawful gun owner. And the prosecutors in this case rushed to even bring the case, and they fell apart on the stands. I mean, this was an embarrassment. I've talked to a lot of lawyers in the last couple of weeks. This is really, really bad on their part. Just awful, awful practice of law. And then you've got the prosecutor actually pointing the gun at the jury. Not with his, when you properly handle a firearm, unless you're intending to shoot it, you don't put your finger in the trigger well right there. You keep that finger on the side of it, and you don't put it in that unless you're ready to pull that trigger. And you certainly never point the thing at a person unless you're intending to pull the trigger. And he's like waving it around to the, pointing it to the jury and everything else, which is, I find, quite ridiculous, actually, when you think about it. But let me get to my other big point about this. Go back to the cause of what Kenosha, Wisconsin was all about. Because the reason that they were having the protests was supposedly to protest the police malfeasance in a killing there that went police on black man. But who was the black man that got killed by the police in that original incident that then caused the protest to occur and Kyle Rittenhouse eventually to be involved? What was the protest? Do you remember the details? There was a young male who had been told by the courts to stay away from a certain woman. He had a restraining order against him. He showed up at the house of the woman and began to get belligerent. The police were called. They were called to the scene. He ignored his restraining order. They told him to calm down and to withdraw from the premises. He didn't initially respond to that order. As he began to withdraw, they then told him to stop because they were starting to feel that there was something maybe more at play here than just what met the eye, and he refused lawful orders from the police under those circumstances. He gets to the car and begins to reach in. They tell him immediately, don't reach into your car. Step away from the car. He disobeys a third round of lawful orders from law enforcement, orders that you're compelled by law to obey. They then say, show us what's in your hand. He refuses to. He reaches in to get a knife to try to knife the officers, and they end up shooting him. He ends up dying from those gunshot wounds later. He suffered a couple of shots, but it was bad enough that he had that they had to take that action. There were four or five occasions in which he defied lawful orders, whether they were written orders from a judge or lawful orders from law enforcement, because he was harassing a woman that he had abused in the past. That was the thing that people were marching over in Kenosha. That was the reason they were burning Kenosha to the ground, because the police had accidentally killed this guy. They didn't intend to kill him, but they certainly had the right to defend themselves. And they go into this, process. That's what started the riots. Agitators came in from out of town, began burning the things down. Did they burn down the big expensive buildings in town? They probably wanted to, but a lot of those people had guns and security. No, they burned down the black-owned and the minority-owned businesses and the small businesses, the mom-and-pop stands that didn't have the big-time security for them. And that's who Kyle Rittenhouse was going to Kenosha to try to help, people that could not provide their own security. That was the basis for why he ended up in a dangerous place trying to do good, and ended up, one of these guys pulled a gun on him, and he ended up shooting them. Cleared on all counts, because it was clearly self-defense. And anybody that says otherwise didn't pay attention to the trial or knows nothing about the actual facts of the case. I'm Kevin McCullough. More on that as we go along tonight. Brian Kilmeade joins. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, boys, boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We normally talk about the breaking news of the moment of the day that we're having the discussion, but sometimes we set down the front page of the paper to talk a little bit more with those who are making the news or reporting on it or sometimes expounding upon it. And my next guest has done that all brilliantly in his latest release, The President and the Freedom Fighter. He is the hardest working man in all of media because he not only gets up and does morning drive television, he then does talk radio for 3 hours a day and somehow finds time to about every, 12 hours or so, release a new bestseller to the New York Times. Brian Kilmeade, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. Good to have you.
Kevin, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You are literally one of the busiest guys. Where do you find time? Because I think you were just with us like yesterday or the day before talking about your last book.
Yeah, Sam Houston. But, believe it or not, it was the paperback came out a year. It was 2019, so it came out in the spring. And instead of waiting a year to paperback, they just put it out about 5 months later. The pandemic hit, so you really couldn't promote it. And then I just been working on this for 2 years and 2 months.
Yeah,
and it was easier than usual because there was very few shoots. You know, I'm doing that series on Fox Nation called What Made America Great. And usually I'm touring around and I'm trying to write on the fly. And, I'm actually talking into my phone, different ideas. And this time when I was done at noon with the radio, I could kind of focus on it because there was very few things distracting.
Nice.
So now with the pandemic subsided, so I could have what seems to be a regular tour. I'm en route to Albany, then going to Elkhart, Indiana, last night in Pennsylvania, the day before, in Connecticut. So I get a chance to talk to people, and when we do the speeches, I'm kind of in the news because this is race.
And no, it totally about, is.
Yeah,
and that was one of the things
that Eric Adams is talking about.
Yeah. Now, this is one of the things that I really think is going to be special about this book, Brian, and I've loved all your works, but I do think that this one has some really potential unique things about it. And I would love to see Lin-Manuel Miranda come around and do a musical treatment on this story. But beyond that, I'd love to see an in-depth documentary on the things that you play out here, because I consider myself a decent student of history. I wouldn't say that I'm great. I had no real idea the way these two storylines intermingled with each other. So let's start at the beginning. What caught your attention about bringing the story of Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass together in one book?
Well, your passion for history allows you to, allows me to come on your show. So I know you're into it. You know, I left off with Sam Houston, and what's next? I want to move up the chain. At some point, I'm not interested in doing World War II. I feel like that's plowed ground, and I thought the Civil War was the same thing. I just think everyone likes about those two wars. What could I do different? And I thought, what about these two guys? How could I not talk about the African-American experience or only talk about that? How do I give context to the story when it would really, there's so many nuances to it and we're still debating it today?
Right.
So I thought, Frederick Douglass, I did not know it, but do you realize the turn of the century, the 20th century, he began to fade. Even though he dominated with seven presidents, his writings were everywhere, his newspaper was everywhere, his autobiography was updated 3-4 times. He quickly faded from memory. And it was this guy, Phil Fawner, that brought him back, and a David Blight that made him a bestseller. And his book got Book of the Year, Pulitzer, I think it was the number one book of the year about 3-4 years ago, maybe more. And Lincoln got the best writers ever have been researching Lincoln still.
Sure.
So I said, what if I talk about the similarities between these two self-made men that nobody thought would amount to anything, let alone be indispensable in our history at our most vital time? And what's consistent? Every time we go through a crisis where it looks terminal, these unlikely people step up, whether it's Reagan, modern, in modern America, where people thought we're never going to be that economic engine and military power that's going to ward off the Soviet Union. You look back at Harry Truman, who thought that farmer, that half-failed haberdasher, would be the one to steer us through the Cold War and set us up to eventually win it and finish off World War II. And then you look back at other people in our time. When you look at Andrew Jackson, whether you agree with him or not, he dominated an era, and this guy was made an orphan. No one thought this guy should have been a criminal. He ends up being a war hero and a two-term president that dominates 50 years of American politics. And what about Lincoln? This guy's born to two illiterate parents, abject poverty, middle of nowhere. Mom dies at 9. At that point, take a snapshot. Would he be the one to bring us back together as a country, lose 600,000 lives, and be around to steer us back after winning re-election and Frederick Douglass born a slave, as brutal as you can imagine it? And we know the details because he wrote about it. In his life, 7 years after escaping, he writes a best-selling biography, about 120 pages, that enlightened a lot of people to the horrors of slavery in America, but it also would transpose to every continent on the planet. And a lot of people thought we have to live up to our Constitution. You know, freedom for all, life, liberty, and happiness. How are we going to do that while keeping 4 million enslaved? Sadly, we had to fight a war to do it, but on the positive side, we have these two great men emerge to lead us and set an example.
Well, and you point out that while their ultimate efforts were working towards the same end, that they had strong disagreement about how each other was approaching the job, particularly from Frederick Douglass's perspective. Expound on that for a little bit.
Well, I mean, Douglass said, okay, you know it's wrong. You wrote about how with the Founding Father, and you spoke about what the Founding Father thought about slavery, that it was wrong. You talked about how they were trying to get rid of it. Now you have an opportunity to get rid of it, and you give an inaugural speech. And the inaugural is about getting back together and compromising and allowing the South to keep slaves and even giving them a 13th Amendment that would allow slavery to exist in America. How could you do that? Did you dupe us? And he didn't, because his goal was not to deceive. His ideal was to get rid of slavery, but he's also his goal was to get America back together. 7 states had left the country. So Douglass couldn't understand why you'd just go in there and hear the demands and go fight it out. We'll win in 90 days. It'll be be a knockout. But it wasn't, as everybody knows, it was 4 brutal years, 600,000 dead. And in the beginning, African Americans couldn't fight for their freedom, let alone get paid, let alone just declare their freedom. And the Emancipation Proclamation, in fact, he's against it. He also brought up colonization in the middle of the war. Why don't we just send the black population back and apologize with money and say this was a big mistake from previous generations? And that Frederick Douglass found offensive, as you can imagine, because he felt he was an American. Why don't we make this country better? Why don't you live up to your Constitution? And I believe, and many other experts believe too, that he did this. He did the colonization thing publicly and brought all the newspapers in to offer these other black leaders this opportunity to show the white population, I've tried everything. We have to learn to live together.
Huh. That is a very...
You can see that. He challenged them through his newspaper and through his speeches.
Sure. Well, and let's talk a little bit about... Lincoln was much more methodical. He was much more processed by the wanting to make sure that all of the important priorities were met along the way, including the reunification of the United States. And you emphasize that in the book, Brian Kilmeade, The President and the Freedom Fighter. Got a copy of it here, and I'm hoping, friend, that you'll pick up a copy as well. We continue with Brian, another segment with him here, as we talk about The President and the Freedom Fighter. When we come back, we will touch on a little bit more of an understanding, kind of how they came together to help eventually save America. It's Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough, and we're coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. More than 300 lawsuits totaling a staggering $3 billion have been filed over the Astroworld disaster on November 5th that ultimately claimed the lives of 10 people. Legal experts have doubts about whether Travis Scott himself will be held financially liable for the fatalities. Alexandra Cannell with Yahoo Finance.
This all comes down to what Travis said and did that night in Astroworld. And right now, there really aren't any damning allegations.
As the federal government mandates experimental COVID-19 vaccines for nearly all employees, a record 4.4 million American workers walked away from their jobs in September. According to data published on November 12th from the United States Job Openings and Labor Turnover Report, an unprecedented number of Americans in most sectors abandoned their jobs. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Once again, welcome back to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, my name, and the book by Brian Kilmeade is The President and the Freedom Fighter. It is the story of Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass and their battle to save the soul of America. It came from very different ends of the spectrum in some respects, and yet very similar ends of the spectrum in others. And so we're very grateful to have Brian Kilmeade back with us. Brian, I want to ask you, because there's a lot that we go through in the book. Towards the end, we start getting into the idea that they begin to work together, and they really did have to be kind of political and cut deals, no?
So you, again, had making deals in order to move the country forward. Those deals, the original one was slavery. And then you have other deals along the way that try to cobble together these very diverse 13, 18, 26, 30 states and now 50. the last 10, probably not an issue. But when you bring in Texas, you bring in their values and their priorities, and they got to somehow mesh with Massachusetts.
Right.
And that's what these presidents had to deal with. And that's why I just think the conversation we're having is important, because people think we just had this 50-state thing and we wiped out the Indians and we took a country over. This was gradual. Each state has a different story. And in the middle, we have a civil war.
Well, to your point, we've not learned the lessons thoroughly, and that's why sometimes revisiting history helps us remember what's really important. And I want to kind of go full circle back to where we started. This is a timely book from the standpoint of being published in a post-George Floyd universe. And I'm curious, what are some of the lessons that impacted you personally in these stories and observations about how we can implement some of these ideas maybe to create a better union today?
A couple of things. If you grow up in abject poverty and you don't see the potential and you're left uneducated and you don't see anything besides that night's sleep and that morning sun, you don't long for more. And the need for education. You know, we always hear this growing up. Education is so important. Okay, right. Is that going to be on the test? Oh, the education is important. Well, will my degree get me a job? Not what you learn, but what you get out of education, what you can achieve, and maybe how much money you can demand. But what really struck me is their thirst, separately, thousands of miles apart, to learn. Despite obstacles, they knew they had to learn. And the minute they learned, they were trapped in what their life could become. And then that breeds frustration, especially with Douglas's part, because he couldn't get out of the blocks. How can I achieve what Cicero, Socrates, Caesar, Washington, Benjamin Franklin wrote about, and that he read about in The Crumbian Orator, which is a great book everybody should download? How can I achieve what they achieved while enslaved? If he never was educated, his imagination wouldn't have caught fire. He wouldn't have gotten his freedom. That's why it was against the law to teach a slave, man or woman, to read and write. They knew if you teach them, they're going to want more, and if they want more, they wouldn't stay there. And that, to me, really drove home the other conversation that's in the news, is what are you learning? But for a year, kids really didn't learn anything. These Zoom classes are terrible. Some of them were necessary. They're way overdone, way too cautious. We should have got these kids back in school a lot sooner. And what do you learn? You atrophy. You mentally atrophy. And that, to me, is sinful. And if I wasn't doing this research and writing this at the same time, I wouldn't have fully appreciated that. And the need to continue to learn more, the thirst to learn more, and how lucky we should feel that these systems are set up, that all we have to do is pick a school, there is a school. And there's a lot of places in this world there was none, you had to seek it. Lincoln had 1 year of formal education. Frederick Douglass had zero.
Wow. And yet what they achieved, regardless. The book is called The President and the Freedom Fighter, Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, and Their Battle to Save America's Soul. Brian Kilmeade is its author and has done a phenomenal job. I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of Brian's books. I think this is going to be special on a lot of different levels, because it is a book for our time, in one of the biggest issues that we're facing and discussing on a daily basis. Some people would say, Brian, ad nauseum. Some people would say we've learned these lessons and we need to just be reminded of what those outcomes were. But regardless of where you are on the racial pendulum, this is something that's not going away. And I think the insights of Lincoln and Douglass combined makes a very, very good gift to this generation. So, Brian, on just behalf of humanity, thank you for doing it.
Yeah.
And don't give up on my idea. Let's get a documentary shot, and let's get Lin-Manuel Miranda starting with some scores here.
Right. I'll just write it myself, because I'm musical. I was old junior high in eighth grade. But I would say this. We did a story. It's now on Fox Nation. We did an hour special that aired on November 7th on Fox News at 10 p.m. looking at the President of Freedom Fighter. I went to Indiana, went to Washington, went to Rochester, went to Maryland, went to his house right in Washington that overlooked the Capitol, and you really get into the White House, where they first met. And I try to rebuild the story the best I could.
Nice.
Some great producers.
So that's at Fox Nation. People can find it there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
You got a quick sense of the story.
Go check that out. But, friends, get the book. And you know what? Buy a bunch of copies for people for the holidays, because this is going to make a great gift for anybody that you give it to. Brian Kilmeade, Long Island's proudest, thank you for being with us today.
All right, Kevin.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
E.
Glad to have you back with us. It is Saturday night, Radio Night Live, as we roll through the rest of this first hour. Don't forget our musical guest tonight, New Music Spotlight, Taylor Swift. She is out with some music that it's always been hers, but it's been owned by other people. She got rights back to it. She made new recordings of it in her hit All Too Well, which, interestingly enough, was never released as a radio song. This was a song that she started doing in concerts that the audiences just started singing back to her in the process of the night, and she just said, "Okay, I've got to keep doing this." And she ended up, when she got the ability to re-release it legally, She got the opportunity to actually produce a 14-minute short film to go with it, kind of illustrating the story behind the song. The original song was over 10 minutes in length, so we're playing a condensed version of that tonight. She'll when she's with us here in a bit. But yeah, so that's the story there. And glad to have you with us. And if you missed Brian Kilmeade, go back and listen to the podcast. Great stuff. And we're going to put an extended conversation with Brian together for the podcast as well in our features category, because there's just more I've got to ask him about this. So we'll have all of that available at no charge when you go to the Kevin McCullough podcast section at Apple, Amazon, Audible, Spotify, SoundCloud. Name a major podcast outlet, we're there. And I want to say thank you, by the way. It took us a few years to get to our first million listens of the podcast. We have done nearly a million this year in the process of staying up to speed, and you're just telling more people, and more people are doing it. We've been heard consistently this year in more than 130 countries. And it's just really cool to see where all that's going. So thanks for telling your friends. And while you're over on Spotify, if you want to sign up for the Radio Night Live New Music Spotlight playlist, we have that available now too, also at no cost. And the fun thing about that is you get every new song that has been released this year that we have featured in the New Music Spotlight. So that'll be coming your way. And then in hour number two, Rachel Campos Duffy's going to be with us, an All-American Christmas we're going to get to, because we're the holidays. Next week, it's Thursday, Thanksgiving, and then it is, boom, upon us. Speaking of which, on Tuesday, a week from this coming Tuesday, it is Giving Tuesday. And I am hopeful that you will set aside some thought and some reason for who and what you give money to on Giving Tuesday. But I would like to make a personal request. If you are looking to do something that you feel has, you know, solid intention behind it, and you've been frustrated with giving in other places, I would love for you to give Christian Solidarity International a chance with us this year in our Slave Liberation Project. By the way, we've got new numbers. Our goal is 192 slaves liberated this year. Last week, we were at 35 slaves to go to hit that number. We, as of right this minute, have 24 women left to free in northern Sudan for this year's, in terms of negotiations that have already been engaged, and people that are already working on the attempt to free them. We've got permission for 192. The 24 that are not yet out, partly because we don't have someone that has stepped up to contribute their bag of hope, and that's basically their lease on life once they get back to South Sudan. For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, let me briefly tell you that in the Sudanese Civil War, when the world powers ended it and created South Sudan as a Christian nation and allowed the north to stay Islamized, they created peace. There's no more war between the two sides. But the hundreds of thousands of women that were taken as slaves by the North were not liberated then, and many of them have not been liberated now. Now, in the year since, Christian Solidarity International, a group I've worked with on this show for the last number of years, in fact, your efforts combined with ours, we have helped liberate over 1,000 human slaves in the last 4 years alone. That's more than 200 per year, and that's way above what our goals have been. So thank you for your efforts there. This year I'm very excited. My entire staff came together and said we're all gonna liberate more than one family or more than one slave per family. So I think between the main ones of us that work the Saturday Night Show, I think we've liberated on record 16 families thus far. I'm 16 slaves this year just in the families represented in my staff. So I just want to say thank you to everyone that's already pledged to do this, but understanding that there are 24 women that have been left behind. That's 24 women that every day they're there, they live in fear of their life, they live in jeopardy of not having enough to eat or being mistreated by their slave master. Many of them have been forced to circumcise themselves, and if you do not know what that means, I don't mean to be unusually graphic. It is after 9 o'clock, so I will tell you it is a piece. They are given a piece of tin metal of some sort. They are asked to go to a river and to literally mutilate their genitals to come into, quote, conformance with Islamic teaching. They can't be good Islamic women until they've done this. They're not interested in doing that, by the way, because they're Christians. The great crime that they committed was that they weren't Muslims, and so this is a conflict. But that's all on the negative side. On the positive side, when we negotiate the freedom for one, they come to a recovery camp at the border of South Sudan. They get some time to heal medically. They get some psychological help, some counseling. They get some. They take a full inventory of what the woman needs and how she's, you know, kind of what kind of shape she's in. And then, the exciting part, they give her what's called the Bag of Hope. And the Bag of Hope is packed to the brim. It's much more than a bag, but it's packed to the brim with everything that will help them survive for the coming year, including a year's worth of food, a year's worth of grain addition to that so they can grow the next year's worth of food. Sorghum is the grain they use. It has all kinds of fishing and gardening and cooking utensils that are all included. There's some tarps and other things to help them survive the elements. There's blankets and sometimes coats and other things to survive the cold seasons. There's a Bible. There are water filters to help them clean water and have clean water to drink. And then there's a goat that they get to take with them, a she-goat that will help them produce cheese and milk and then micro-enterprise in their life. Friends, that's what your $250 gift does when we liberate a slave. And I'm asking you, will you step up and basically adopt one of these women? There's 24 of them before the end of the year. We want to give this to them as their Christmas gift. Here's the number to get more info, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or go to csi-usa.org, csi-usa.org, and click on my picture. I'm on the homepage. You have to scroll down a little bit, but just click through there, and you'll get more info as well. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York Live. Stay with us on this Saturday night as we roll. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We're back on Radio Night Live. Hour two still ahead, but it is time for the New Music Spotlight. She's one of America's greatest storytellers in song. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Taylor Swift.
Public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.